Well, I guess it'd be safe to say good day to everybody, seeing as everybody's in different time zones and areas. It's a great morning here, and the sun is shining. It was about minus 10 Celsius when I first got up and looked out the door this morning, but it was the sun was shining nice and bright, and it makes for a great day when the sun is shining, and especially here when it's nice and cold. Title of my sermonette's The Prize, for those that like it like a title. The Christian life has been compared to a foot race in the Bible. The Apostle Paul used that analogy to give some examples for us. And Paul tells us that a whole group of men run a leg race or a race, but only one receiveth the prize. They all run, they all get out there and they all go and they all want to do what is right. You've never heard of a bunch of Olympic athletes getting together and going to the Olympic Games and saying, oh well, I only want to come in second, or I want to come in third, or I'm only going to do 20th or 30th, depending on how many people are in the race. There are going to be people in those positions, but they all go with the idea of winning. Everybody goes with the idea of winning. Even though every runner's focus is on winning, they train, they can become distracted or hindered on that day. The weather, they can pull a muscle, something they ate the day before can affect their stomach, and they can not be feeling good, they can catch a cold, and this all affects, and each day for each race, someone else can win or can throw them off and distract them. As Christians, we need to be aware and make sure that we are not hindered or thrown off track. And if we look at Galatians 5 and verse 7, here again Paul gives some instructions to running the race. Galatians 5 and verse 7. He did well who did hinder you that you should not obey the truth. Here he's commending the Galatians for starting the race off right, but yet they became hindered and were off track, and he was questioning them at who did that to them. Why did you, feel that, you started out in the right track and they were thrown off? And we've seen that in the church over the years, and the calendar has become a distraction for some. Sacred names, Passover, 14th, 15th, and all kinds of things can distract us and turn us aside. Have we had these things happen to us? Or even in the physical sense, the people you work with, your job, family life at home, numerous things can throw us off track and cause us to be thinking of other things than what we should be. Paul tells us not to forget what is in the past and go forth. And if we look at Philippians 3 and verse 13 and 14, shows us Philippians 3 and verse 13 and 14. Here, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto the things which are before me. We must forget the things past, and we must keep on going. And I press towards the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Jesus Christ. We can't dwell on the past. We must keep on going. And we need to make sure that we have not been distracted. And if we have, if we realize we have, we need to repent and ask God to help us to get back on track and go forward. We have all sinned and fallen short, as it says in Romans 5 and verse 12, that there isn't any of us that hasn't had it happen that we sin. Romans 5 and verse 12, wherefore as by one man sin entered into the world, and death and sin, and so death passed unto all men, for that all have sinned. And in the tape of Mr. Armstrong last week, he you know, he even questioned himself, you know, that he hadn't done as well as he should have. So, you know, even the things that he brought us and taught us, we all have those moments where we need to stop and reflect, and because we probably haven't always done as we should. Could we say, as Paul did in 2 Timothy 4 and verse 7, when the end of the day comes, will we be able to say this? 2 Timothy 4 and verse 7, I have fought the good fight, I have finished my course, and I have kept the faith. You know, you think, you know, if tomorrow we were to know that we were going to die tomorrow, would we, as Christians, be able to say, I've done this? That's, you know, I know I've finished the race, I've fought the good fight. Probably most of us would, my own wife would probably have to say, no. Whoa, hold up here, I need a day or two more. But then if we go on to verse 8, we find out really what the true prize is that we should be going. And Paul, at the end of his life, was looking at this, and he said, henceforth I have laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me in that day, and not to me only, but unto them also that love his appearing. So in closing, I'd just like to say, are we truly looking forward to the return of Jesus Christ? And will we receive the greatest prize of all?